It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A Catholic exorcist is calling Celine Dion's new gender-neutral kids' clothing line satanic.
What?
The exorcist from the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania, said that erasing gender differences, even in children's clothing, is the ploy of the devil himself. He said the devil is going after children by confusing gender. When a child is born, what is the first thing we say about that child? It's a boy or a girl. That is the most natural thing in the world to say. The collection that Celine came out with, called Celine New, includes t-shirts, pants, leggings, sweatshirts, and even a leather jacket that can be worn by any child, regardless of gender. The commercial for this line is getting so much speculation around it because the commercial is like all these kids. It's very satanic. The commercial is like black and white. The kids are all wrapped in black cloaks. It's super weird. There's like all these demonic cows and stuff in it. It's very weird. So I honestly kind of side with the priest, exorcist, or whatever.
Well, hold on. Here's a clip from the commercial.
I know everything. I'm the devil.
Yeah, that's probably something's going on there. Okay.
As the Duke and Duchess of Sussex prepare to welcome their first child, sources say that George and Amal Clooney will be the new royal baby's godparents. While George and Harry's relationship spans years, Amal and Meghan also share a longstanding friendship. An insider adds that George has told a couple of people that he has a strong hunch that they'll be among the couples asked to form such an important role in their little one's life. Prince Harry and Meghan will welcome their first child next year.
The baby is born.
Matt Lauer is still married but dating several women. The former Today Show host and estranged wife, Annette Roque, are getting divorced after it was revealed that he cheated on her with female staff at NBC, which of course led to his ousting, or whatever, at the network. Sources say Lauer was, or is, casually dating several ladies in the Hamptons, including a woman in her 20s.
Get it, Playboy.
The sources add that his ex-wife is thrilled that he's dating because she wants to be done with
him.
Yeah,
she wants that payout. Show me the money.
And Taylor Swift has been named Twitter's most influential user of 2018, even though she only tweeted 13 times this year. Now, that is significant if you are a Taylor Swift fan, because everything she does is in 13. That's her favorite number. It's her lucky number.
Yeah.
And so that's interesting that she got most influential when she is just only tweeting 13 times. So a social media analysis company released their annual list of Twitter's top influencers, and Taylor came out on top of the women's list, receiving an influencer score of 98 out of 100. Katy Perry landed at second place with 96 points, ahead of Kim Kardashian, Demi Lovato, and Ellen DeGeneres. On the men's list, Liam Payne was named the most influential tweeter. I would not have guessed that.
Me neither.
I wouldn't have at all.
I would assume like The Rock or something would be there. He's been killing it. No, The Rock is doing huge. Like on Instagram, he kills it.
Well, Liam Payne was number one. He barely beat President Donald Trump, Justin Bieber, and Barack Obama.
Okay, I forgot about President Trump for a second. He has to be number one.
Speaking of the president, coming up in less than an hour, Stormy Daniels dropped a bomb yesterday. This is crazy.
All right, we'll find out about that coming up. Thanks so much, Alex. Hey, coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show, do you guys remember Tanya from last week? This is her.
So I've been homeless by choice for the last 10 years. I had the total American dream. Country club life, Mercedes, really rich, wonderful husband, two beautiful baby daughters. They're 3 years old and 6 years old. I just had such guilt and such turmoil about and having the life I had, and I was completely out of touch with how the rest of the world lived. So I had this epiphany that I had to go among the homeless to see what it was like, to find out how they lived, and maybe find out how I can help them. I have been on the road 10 years.
Yeah, she went and did that for 10 years. She mentioned she had a 3- and 6-year-old daughter. Well, she also told us last week that, hey, I think I'm going to go to my family's house, like my husband's house, for Thanksgiving and just kind of show up out of the blue.
Yeah. So she actually did that, and we're going to talk to her next and find out how it went.
All right, it's coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.